Welcome to the Cross and Cup Podcast. I'm JM, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you join us as we dive into the scripture, blending faith with reason. Every week, we take a critical yet respectful look at the Bible, aiming to deepen and strengthen our faith through thoughtful discussion. Remember to subscribe, leave your thoughts in the comments, and catch our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's get into today's episode and continue our journey of discovery together. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Cross and Cup Podcast. I'm absolutely delighted to have you join me. I'm your host, JM, on this incredible journey into the realms of spiritual knowledge. It's a pleasure to have you with me today. Today, we're diving into a topic that resonates deeply with every genuine seeker, the significant role that intellect and judgment plays in the formation of our views. Let's start today's meeting with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts and spirits filled with thankfulness. We appreciate the fellowship we share and this new day you've given us. As we explore your holy scriptures today, grant us the wisdom to discern your truths and the sensitivity to hear your soft whispers. Help us embrace what is righteous and pleasing in your eyes. We treasure your love and guidance. In the name of Jesus, amen. So let's get into it. So in our fast-paced, information-rich culture, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or uncertain about what to believe. Today, we aim to understand the Bible's perspective on discernment through the wisdom of Proverbs and the teachings in Timothy and various sacred scriptures. Let's consider Proverbs 14:15, which tells us, "The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps." This proverb inspires us to approach life with thoughtfulness, reflecting on decisions that can often bring clarity. In line with this, Paul advises in 2 Timothy 2:7, "Reflect on what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything." This is a reminder that our discernment grows as we engage with God's word. When have you found inspiring insights while studying the scriptures? Let's move forward. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 advises us, "Test everything, hold fast what is good." This advice serves us as a mandate for our spiritual growth. We need to be deliberate about the beliefs and spirituals and the spirits we encounter. 1 John 4:1 compels us to test the spirits to see whether they are from God, emphasizing our need to pursue truth vigilantly and be guided by the Holy Spirit to discern what is truly comes with God. The Bereans in Acts 17:11 set a remarkable example. They warmly received the word and consistently consulted the scriptures to validate what they were taught. Like them, immersing ourselves in the Bible equips us to handle life's challenging obstacles. The Bereans' approach has made them synonymous with diligent study and critical examination of religious studies. Being called a Berean today is a compliment, suggesting not only an eager embrace of the faith, but to also have deep engagement with Scripture to understand and validate one's belief. It's a beautiful example of how faith and reason can complement each other. As we near the end of today's program, let's reflect on Proverbs 9:10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Let's commit to incorporating this wisdom into every aspect of our lives, ensuring that the eternal truth of the Bible forms the foundation of our decisions and beliefs. Let's finish this with a prayer. Lord, we are thankful for the transformative word and the guiding spirit you have bestowed upon us. Help us keep our minds and hearts open in the truths you proclaim, and grant us the ability to analyze everything in the light of your word. I want to thank everyone for supporting the Cross and Cup podcast. I continue to seek and test and hold fast to what is good. As you reflect on today's discussion, think about how you can apply the insights you've gained in your daily life. I would love for you to share your thoughts and experiences with me, and let's keep this conversation going together. God bless. Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast of the Cross and Cup podcast. If you enjoyed the content, please subscribe. leave a comment, and share the podcast with friends and family. It really helps us grow and reach more listeners. We'd also love to invite you to check out our blog at thecrossroadsofthought.com. There you'll find a wealth of great articles, some inspired by the episode you just listened to, along with topics that touch upon our faith. Additionally, explore our devotionals and poetry books available on Amazon in all formats. All proceeds from these books are donated to the New York School of the Bible, part of my home church, Calvary Baptist Church in New York City. Thank you again for tuning in, and we can't wait to share more with you next time on the Cross and Cut Podcast.